let's just get into it.
Suck me, suck me, suck me very nice.
Oh my.
Don't adjust your screens. There are two Mexicans here.
Yeah.
Hold up. Oh my.
She went all out with the whore divers. Yes, she did.
She had a tarot card reader, and it's a lot of liquor.
I believe it's a carrot card.
Carrot card.
Give a fuck if you deny it, kids. You can all
make it backwards
to a bill. I was in the pool.
All
right, it's time to start the episode. So let's go.
Get in here. We got to start the show.
Just looking at the video, and it's just like this.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to the Funky Panther, coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas. We have got a hell of a show for you here on episode 162. It is our four-year episode, and we've got a special guest with us tonight. We have got Mr. Zeus in the building. You want to say hello?
Hello.
That was okay. You've just been mocking me?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Let's get into it. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
And I'm Tim.
I'm Zeus.
And we are
the Funky Panthers!
It's been a while since Zeus has been included in the little intro.
4 years, by my count.
Look, I
it
know
has
you've
not been...
been
4 years.
Holy shit!
What the fuck?
We have got... What the hell?
Who the fuck? What the... We were just in the neighborhood. Oh, my fuck.
Oh, man.
Are y'all drunk?
And as soon as we stop talking about them, Jordan and Lance show up.
Yeah, that's weird. We were just talking about y'all.
They were listening outside like, are they talking about us?
As soon as they do, let's run inside.
Sons of
bitches. Wow. Yeah, we were talking some shit.
Get in the video at least for a second so people can see.
Speaking of shrinkage.
I was in the pool. Did you really not listen?
No, he's the Seinfeld podcast.
The Funky Panther, and then we busted.
Yeah. We said we were in the pool because we were talking about the guy who jumped
in the pool.
He jumped in the Bass Pro Shop swimming thing, and he had no dick.
Yeah, he came out with a Ken doll.
Yeah,
poor dude. Huh?
Don't we all?
I mean, no one in their right mind jumps into a Bass Pro Shop like Big Tank.
I'm gonna have to play with it a little.
That's not the only crazy thing you said to do recently, didn't we?
Yeah,
let me help you.
You gotta go like this.
You gotta fluff your friends, man. You gotta fluff your
show.
Hang on,
hang on.
Let me
sit down. Have a seat.
No, we're not crashing.
Why not?
You speak for yourself. Lance has already got the microphone. So this is our 4 year anniversary episode, by the way.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Oh my god, it's loud. Yeah.
Hello.
So welcome to the 4 year.
Thank you.
Why are we all at Jamelli?
Anniversary.
Oh, aww, man. So it's y'all's anniversary too. That's cute.
Aww. Yeah. I always remember it because the Cowboys lost that day.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're still reeling in from that.
Yeah. Can you just like leave the
fuck
alone?
Clearly not. You decided to wear that.
First of all, this is really warm and it's very cold outside. Yeah. And also, Tammy got it for me, so I'm going to wear it.
What did y'all eat? What did y'all get?
I got the clam pizza.
Ooh.
It was really good.
I like a good clam.
The house one.
Yeah, is the one with like the rabbit sausage and stuff
no,
on
no,
it?
No, oh. It just had pepperoni.
Jalapenos.
Nice big pepperoni.
Honey. Yeah.
You know what's funny is whenever my phone started going off saying that my camera was detecting motion, I just thought my dogs were back in the backyard or something. So I was not even going to look at it. Man, nice. Now I know I'm going to have to...
Well, happy anniversary, you two.
Hey, thanks.
He always said Lance.
Happy anniversary to you guys.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
How many months has it been? Is it months or years?
2 years.
2 years. Oh. Yeah.
Has it been two? It's been 2 years. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Kids ages. Oh, I hate
lost on a Sunday.
We're at T2.
How old's your baby? 12 months.
Oh, yeah.
In a fucking year?
It was my birthday. We got really drunk and went to... Yes. He always said, Lance, the camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah, you just get my hand. You get all 10 pounds in my hand.
Speaking of Huey, I think that we've got something that all of us can talk about while
yeah, since we got y'all here.
Yeah,
might as well.
This is a very, very touchy subject that we brought up multiple times on the podcast.
All right, so Huey, let me just tell you what happened. So Huey sent us a diagram through Instagram, and this solves all the problems. So let's go ahead and click on hot dog sandwich solved.
The black and white cookie?
Oh, man,
So we've talked a lot about our tacos sandwiches or sandwiches tacos or
hot dogs
a taco or a sandwich. Yeah. So this kind of clears it up a little bit. So essentially someone went and made the cube rule of food identification. So anything without a starch is a salad.
I just realized we're probably going to be coming in double right now because I did not.
I'm coming in double.
Let me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, there we go.
So starting from the top left, a salad is essentially something without a starch. So it could be anything like fruit salad, pasta salad, something.
Pasta's a starch.
Huh?
Pasta's a starch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a starch.
I understand, but.
No, I mean, it's grain.
But I guess it's not pasta's a layered, made, it's a layered from a starch. Lettuce? There's no outside to
no,
it.
No, pasta. Pasta salad.
Did I say pasta
I heard salad?
Salad?
Yeah, you said salad, like pasta salad. Pasta,
I meant fruit salad or like vegetable salad, but I guess pasta salad's kind of a...
Tossing salads.
A vegetable salad. That's vegetable most, salad, right? Salad? Okay, and then we've got the second one here, which is toast.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom, yeah.
Okay, so I feel
that
like
makes
just
sense.
Being Texans, I'm going to look at a lot of these and just think Mexican, right? So is a tostada, toast?
Yes.
Oh, tostada. Oh, my God.
It's a toasted tortilla.
It's a toasted tortilla.
Did you just get that just now?
You know the...
And y'all traded for this guy.
Hey, I'm learning. No one's perfect. You're always learning.
Oh, I'm Javier.
I'm I don't think you can do that.
No, sir.
I don't know how close you are, but...
No.
All right, so, yeah. All right, tostada, yeah.
So the third one here, we've got a sandwich, just so, in between two things, right?
Yeah, in between two things.
Okay.
Any questions on this one? Any...
No, the next one's going to be the one that causes controversy. Yes.
Okay, so the next one's taco.
Three-sided.
So looking at that, it makes me think of a hot dog. So a hot dog is a taco.
Yeah. A pita?
I refuse.
A pita's a taco.
Like a euro?
Look at the diagram. Obviously, it's not a sandwich. It's a taco.
It's a taco.
So essentially, Portillo's is a taco shop.
Yeah, it is.
No.
It's one of the... And we're going to...
They have the sandwiches, too.
But they're open face. They're like... It's with it, like a hot dog.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so we're going to call it Portillo's now.
Portillo's Taco Shop.
All right. So sushi, yeah, that makes... Burritos?
What have you done, Huey?
I don't know, because sushi is open-ended on both sides.
Actually, this is the second week Huey's sent something to us.
Sushi is open-ended on both sides. So a burrito is technically a calzone.
Yeah, I feel like a burrito would fall in that calzone area.
So sushi, taco.
So like an enchilada is sushi?
No, hold
on.
Because
you roll it.
It's open, but it's open on both ends.
You roll it, but it's open on both ends.
Yeah, so it's sushi.
Yeah, tapatillos is sushi.
So is a burrito. A burrito is the same way.
Sushi is open on both ends.
Burritos is closed.
Some tacos can be sushi.
Is closed. You fold in the ends on a burrito. What kind of burritos are you eating?
How Mexican are you that a white man's telling you how to make a fucking burrito?
To close the ends.
Hey, man, fuck you. Fuck you.
Seen rolled tacos and he's like, this is a burrito.
This
I swear.
Is a burrito, goddammit.
So rolled tacos are sushi.
Yeah.
And then tamales are sushi.
Oh my God. I don't
like
this anymore.
But it's fried. It's like steamed.
That's. But it doesn't say how you make sushi. It just says that's just what it is.
Damn it.
Okay, so we're understanding what things are now.
All right.
So far, I agree with all of these.
A quiche, though.
We're giving Christy anxiety.
So a quiche is also a pie. So a pie is a quiche.
A pie is a quiche.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
Unless it's an apple pie and then it's a calzone.
Right, because it's covered on top.
Why is it not a taco?
Like what?
What?
Because it has to be, it has to have edges.
No, it's closed on all ends.
It's closed
the pie edge.
I would say...
Yeah, but it's closed.
On all ends. All so the taco's open on the ends, right?
Wait, and then, so is a dumpling a calzone?
Yes.
Yeah, a dumpling is a calzone. It's a savory little calzone.
See, I'm with Vanya.
But a pita's also
the tamales thing.
No, a pita's a taco.
Tamales are like calzones because it's heavily wrapped.
The tamales are from a quiche.
Well, it's tamales from a fucking
quiche. A pita is a quiche because it's closed on the sides. It only has one opening.
A pita? Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Like, or a euro, you mean. Like a euro.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Okay, what else would fit in that box?
And the quiche?
So a lasagna is a cake then?
Yes. I was thinking about that too.
Lasagna is a cake.
Lasagna is a savory Italian cake.
It's an Italian cake.
This is upsetting.
And y'all are just pissing me off.
Okay, so what about 7-layer dip? Is that also a cake?
Yes.
Yeah, it becomes a cake.
Oh.
No, wait, but there's no bread in between.
Where does the Mexican pizza fall into?
So does that mean empanadas are calzones?
It has to have the starches.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yes.
An empanada is a calzone.
Dumplings could also
But where does the Mexican pizza fall? because it's only two layers.
It's a Mexican sandwich.
It's a sandwich. So does it become a sandwich? It's a double tostada.
No, because it has something on top. Mexican, I think it would be a cake.
Mexican pizza is an oxymoron.
No, because cake is three layers.
It's a trifle.
Oh, is the trifle that thing in Friends that Joey eats that was like...
Yeah, it has meat in there, but it wasn't supposed to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. This list is trifling, though. I'll tell you that.
If you guys had to fit yourself into one of these things, what would you be?
I'm definitely a calzone, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel I love sushi so much, and I feel like I'm open on both ends.
What? Wow, that's your. I'm sushi because I'm open on both ends.
I got a mouth and I've got an asshole.
He doubled down.
I mean,
on that one.
He did double down. Alrighty, he said, "If you didn't understand what I'm saying, let me clear it up."
Well, I mean, like there's two holes.
Happy anniversary,
holy
guys.
Shit.
So tonight, one of you, please be a sushi.
Francis is going to be a sushi. If I had my backpack here, I have like anal beads in my backpack.
Okay. What? What?
Why?
I'm actually dropping Lance off for you guys as your play toy, and I'm going to go ahead and leave.
We're leaving you with the sushi.
Chinese finger trap you.
Why do you have anal beads in your backpack?
A customer was like
a
customer fucking where?
At the shop.
No.
They traded
and
business?
No. She's like, happy birthday. I was like, oh, it's my birthday. Happy birthday. Here, I got some lube and these anal beads. And I'm like, oh.
Is this a regular customer?
Do they listen to the show?
No. The customer, no.
Yeah. How do they know that you're into ass play?
They're not big anal beads.
It doesn't matter how big they are.
But how did they know?
How did they know it was your birthday?
Because I told them.
And how did they just happen to have them?
On anal beads.
Hang on. Hang on. I'm more concerned, like, why did the customer just randomly have anal beads?
It's because they, you know, the...
Were they new?
Were they in a box?
Are they one of those that sell sex toys?
It was in a bag. Yes, it was one of the ones.
One of those multi, like
MLMA. Like the parties, do the parties to buy the sex toys.
Are we sure these were unused?
Yeah.
Oh my god! I'm gonna throw them away.
It's like one of those multi-level marketing things, right? Yes.
Okay. Can you guys imagine if we threw one of those parties?
Wait, what?
A bromance party?
Yeah, they have those pure
forever
romance.
Funky.
Is that where they just sell
forever? Get your forever funky
stuff?
Butt plug.
Yeah.
Oh, the end has a panther on it.
Hold on, I want to get everyone to answer Jordan's question though. So, who
hey, change
are we
back to the camera.
I'm
being told to change back to the camera.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we're back on the camera.
There we
go. Here we are.
Look at all that. Look at it. Tim, scoot over a little more that way, Lance. You only see Lance's pale, pasty white hand. Ah!
So, out of those, which one would you say that you are, Javier?
I am a toast.
You're toast.
I'm toast.
Why is that?
Because I lay on my back.
She does all the work.
She's a trooper. She is.
Well, that'd make a sandwich then,
Jordan.
I'm cake because I have many layers.
God damn it! You took that. I swear to God.
No, it's just because she's got cake.
I mean, Chad's got cake too.
Okay, for the cakes. Jesus.
I said it's gonna be a calzone because I'm just stuffed to the brim.
Ooh boy. Tim, you had a good time. We know that he's got two holes, so over to you, Lance.
I'm just going to say quiche because it's different.
That sounds like a Lance. Okay, yeah. Nice. I think all of those are pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Well done. Good question.
Well, this proves a show that we can have the RAP podcast on because they were asking if we could fit three people.
Oh,
they
did.
And
we just don't have three mics. They're just going to have to let
No, I've got. I've
well,
got.
Based on him having two entry points, I think you're
good. Somebody's just talking to his asshole.
Yeah.
I want you to yell really loud in my ass.
It'll just come out the microphone.
We need to insert that. That clip from what's it called?
We need to insert that mic in your butt.
Okay. I think it's enough for the
No, button. we got extra mics.
Okay.
And we've got six.
I didn't think that we had enough slots.
No, we do. That was mics. The whole reason we got this, because we sat down with, what, originally eight people?
Oh, but, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah. Something like that? Or,
no, the original
it was
Funky
six.
Panther.
Six. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The original Funky Panther was six people.
It was us four, Chase and Roy. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Six people.
It was a
It was a stupid idea.
We recorded like maybe 3 hours and it was trash because we listened to it and then we just banged one out. We're like, you know what? 30 minutes.
Yeah, we just banged one out. We sure did.
You know how we're talking over each other like a lot? Yeah. That's exactly how it was. It was just like us talking over each other because there's so many people.
That original cut was an ass. It was a master ass.
Yeah, we just asked Huey. Huey's listened to all of it.
Oh, no. There
was three that didn't make it on, ever.
There was, yeah. There was
the one that we showed as our first episode or launched as our first episode was our fourth, right? It was our fourth one
was
we recorded.
Was our first take.
No, we've talked about this multiple times.
Say ass.
Oh, my.
Well. God. You could hear that. And you don't even have headphones on.
Motherfucker ratting me up. Hey, thanks for being here, guys. Yeah, and Jesus, okay. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, it's okay.
You practically begged.
Dude?
You practically right. Begged the both
yeah,
of you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Talk.
I said, no, it's okay.
Eight wieners with my friends.
I don't want to crash your show.
Yeah, we just wanted to come say hi.
Yeah, no, I appreciate y'all coming by and saying hi.
Love y'all. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your anniversary.
Y'all be safe driving all the way back home. Don't get into any trouble. Don't do anything stupid.
Hope y'all have a very fun protective. All the way home.
Protective. Is he driving? I hope that your calzone and cake, you know,
and the warming lube. She said,
work together.
I hope your
warming lube.
It's on fire.
It's like I'm not going to say his name, but I bought those condoms, those hot and cold condoms. Remember? Like,
no,
I hope they're not.
Trojan
cold.
Sold like a icy hot type condom.
Oh, like thermal ones. They like heated up.
Thermal?
It's what like
yeah.
So they
just
had,
in case you're cold outside, and you're like, let me go ahead and slip this on.
It's
like Tiger Balm on my dick.
Yes,
I mean, I convinced somebody
like,
to put Tiger Balm on
like
their
the
dick.
Sensations.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. And so I didn't use them, and I gave them to a friend that we know, and then he's like, first off, fuck you. That really fucking burned. And I'm like, did you put it on the right way, though? Did you just do it the opposite? How did that work? And
yeah, either way, I feel like someone's going to get fucked
it's
over.
It's the guy who
that.
Always gets his Jaeger bomb shots when we go to Austin.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, so, it sounds like a fun guy.
Yeah.
He's a great dude.
But not anymore. He's a very professional man now. But
professional man that still knows how to get loose.
He can get loosey-goosey.
He just doesn't do Jaeger bombs anymore.
No, he probably still would.
Yeah, maybe. Depends on the situation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can get him.
Yeah, if anyone can, Zeus can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he can. Absolutely. Man, what a great time. So, yes.
All right.
Get the fuck out.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.
It's good
seeing
you. I'll see you Thursday for the Ball Bag Podcast. We're back, baby. No birthdays, COVID, or flus. Gonna happen.
And Jordan from Forever Reckless. She's still here.
All right.
Stay reckless. Bye, y'all. Drive safe. Layus.
Have the weird
That's
fun.
That's reckless.
Now let's talk shit about
that. All right. That was
okay, now that they're gone, they can still hear us. They waited outside until we chanted for
crying outside with frozen
Panther.
Tears on their face.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was funny.
Did not expect that at all.
Either.
So,
no, I mean, I'm going to have to set it up to where it pops up on my screen here to see who's walking up.
So
now.
You know next time.
I thought it was one of them
crashes.
Schmererism attacks.
Because I've got. I thought it was too. I thought we were being suicide bombed.
Wow. I thought if
I thought 9/11 was happening.
Wow.
9/11 too.
I thought if Jessie's coming in here, something is seriously wrong. Like she doesn't. She never comes in here to bother us.
She would text me and be like, "Hey."
Right. And so I'm like, "Oh fuck, what's happening?"
But she was telling me. Now I understand why she said, "Bring the camera back up." That makes perfect sense. Wow. Nah. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Well, right, that's the whole episode. Thanks, everybody. That's not the whole episode.
I'm gonna play anal beads.
I'm glad that they helped us with the whole sandwich thing, though.
Yeah.
And I think that clears things up quite a bit. Thank you, Huey, for sending us that. If any of you have any like crazy weird things that you feel like we need to talk about here on the podcast, go ahead and send it to us at the Funky Panther on all things social media. We will more than likely talk about it in more detail than we actually need to.
Detail,
just as we did. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I've been watching this show on Netflix. Not great. It's not great. It's like the boy that
cried wolf
ate the universe or something
is
like that.
Is it 90 Day Fiancé? Because that is a terrible show.
The boy who ate the universe.
Something. Yeah, it's like this Australian family.
The boy who ate ass?
I told you.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
I think we're done here.
Tell us about this boy who ate the universe.
Yeah, it's not very good, but you know they've all got that Australian accent.
So you keep watching it?
Yeah. I've got this. Sarah will make fun of me because I can't really start a show without finishing it, even if it's not great.
Oh, man. We have so many shows that are started, like, and we have not even gotten close to finishing.
There are two that I've started and not finished. One of them was that Kevin Hart's
House Husbands of Real House Husbands of Hollywood.
That was awful. That one's just
garbage. I thought
it
was funny.
It's not.
I
You're wrong.
I enjoyed it.
I love you. You're wrong. As soon as he started getting cloned, I'm like, nah, yeah, I'm out.
Cloned?
Yeah.
I didn't get that far.
Okay, then you must have loved it. So
that's not a reality TV show. It's
like supposed to be. It's like a comedy-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
like a mock reality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, gotcha. And there was a second one recently that I just started, and I was like, nope. Can't. Oh, shit. It's like it's on the top 10 list right now, and it's the guy from all those movies that we used to watch in high school. I'm not really good at this. Let me
high school movies.
Have you watched that
Seth
Naked,
Rogen?
Have you watched that Naked Attraction thing
Justin
or whatever?
Long.
The
I need to.
You just said that so you can say naked again.
Naked.
It's naked.
Naked.
You ever seen them Naked Attraction people where you see the dick before you?
I'm sorry. I didn't think twice about the way you said it. I was like, that's just how they talk here.
Right? That's how we talk.
Okay, so the Australian show is worse than I thought, and you're really going to fuck this up. It's Boy Swallows Universe. So
heck, boy, there's a porno name, the same thing. Boy Swallows Universe. It's my semen.
And the other one that I stopped watching is Louder Milk.
I can't say that. Did you not finish it?
I don't really care for Louder
really?
Milk.
Really? I enjoyed it very much.
Which one's Louder Milk?
It's with the guy from Office Space.
Office Space. That's what I was talking about.
Peter.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter, no, I was going to say Peter Gabriel.
I keep wanting to say Peter Dinklage, but that's not that's
I made
not
it
right
nine
either.
Episodes in and I gave up.
Really? Yeah. It's really good. It's you get not. Further in, it's good.
No.
There's only three seasons. Like, yeah. I'm already a third of the way in. Like,
yeah, finish it!
I don't have the time.
Get a fourth of the way in and then let's talk.
Just stick your fist all the way in it.
Yeah, there's so many movies that are shows, or not movies, but shows that we've just stopped watching. I want to pick up, I want to get back on watching Your Honor, which is
Your Honor. I'm Honor too.
It's a
sorry.
It's Bryan Cranston. He's a lawyer in is like the district attorney or whatever in Louisiana.
Yeah,
his son accidentally murders like basically the crime boss's son.
Oh, so like any story in America,
right?
Okay, cool. Yes.
But people have said like watch it as if it's a fever dream from Breaking Bad.
Mm.
That's Malcolm in the Middle.
That's where he goes to witness protection.
So in this one, his kid with MS murders somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
From the chat, two people said Ron Livingston.
Yeah, that's his name.
From what?
From Louder Milk.
Oh.
And Band of Brothers.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. He was Captain Richard Nixon. No, not Nixon.
Captain Richard Nixon?
No.
Is that also a porno?
Nixon. It wasn't Richard. Dick. No, that's Dick Winters. Dick Winters.
She heads a porno, too.
No, Dick Winters was the guy from Billions, and he was Nixon. He was Nixon.
That is one I want to watch, is Billions. I've heard really good things about
that
show.
Me too. The last season just happened, and I want to check that out.
And it's on, like, Stars or Showtime or something.
Beef
like that,
is
right?
One that I want to check out, because it's been winning. Like, the last night was the Emmys.
Yeah.
And it won every... Beef, The Bear, they won a lot of Emmys, and so did Succession. Which I've never seen.
Succession's great, but
it's really good.
That's more aligned with Billionaire. I feel like I've never seen Billionaire, but watching like
Billions.
The previews, Billions. Yeah, sorry. I feel like those are very similar. Beef, I didn't love. Honestly,
really,
I watched.
I loved
it.
It was
Did
good.
You?
This was the last Seriously, best show that I got. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me why you liked it.
It was just great. It was a great concept. And the fact that she was so fucked up, like usually they portray her as, or they portray the female characters to be. Oh, it's like non-assuming and
right.
Man, it was just a fucked up show all around.
It was. I think that's why I didn't like it. It was just so fucked.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Bear?
The Bear was great.
Yeah.
I did love it. But it's anxiety-driven. Like, good Lord.
The Christmas episode.
All of it.
Definitely.
All of it, always. Like, it's just like, are we going to do it? It's crunch time. Let's do it. Well, we got to get it done. Oh, they did it. Cool.
This is where they pull the rug out from under you, that last episode of season two. It's like, things are going great. And then whatever happens, and you're just like, son of a bitch. Mm. Like, what the fuck?
What happened in that last episode? I can't remember.
Where everything was going great, and then you just hear the chichink, 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 and you look over, and the paper's out.
Oh, they're printing out all
the
to-go
orders?
Yeah.
Well, not to-go orders, just the orders from the people that are there.
Yeah.
We just ruined The Bear. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you haven't watched it already, that's on you.
Watch The Burr.
I did want to bring up a romantic question. Like, I want to get you, I want to get your because we're all guys here.
Yeah, eat ass on the first date.
Mostly.
If I dove into that pool at Bass Pro Shop.
All right, so there's a man that's divorcing his wife after learning about her wild years in college.
Okay.
So the story is this guy and his wife, they met up in high school.
All right.
And they go to separate colleges, mm-hmm. and they were doing the whole long distance thing, right? They've been married for like 20 years now.
Okay.
And some of the old college friends came by and they hung out and they were making, you know, conversation. They started joking about like the wild times and like wanted to tell a story about his wife, and she cut him off. So apparently she slept with like 10 to 15 other guys during college while they were still together.
But right? They were together.
Doing the whole long distance thing.
Long distance, not really.
And she still talks to one of the guys that she fucked with back in the day.
Talks or like,
no,
hey,
just regular, just like, hey, what's up kind of thing. And okay. has introduced, there was multiple times that he visited her in college and she introduced him to this guy as like a friend of hers and things like that. And so he is like up just done. He like made her confess to everything and then he's like, all right, cool, pack your bags, I'm out, you're out kind of thing.
Right.
Careful. So what's your thought on that?
I'm gonna agree with what Chrissy said. Sounds like he's just looking for an out.
So I mean, but what's crazy in the Reddit article, he says like it's been a great marriage, they've done really well together, all this other stuff, right? And then it's boom, like he just can't get over the distrust, like she's lied to him the whole time.
I feel
kind
like
of
that
thing
happened to me in college.
I feel like if you're with somebody, whether it's long distance or not, like if you said we're long distance, do what you're doing, like if you were aligned with that and you're like on the same page, whatever. But if you were assuming or no, you were under the understanding that you were both not with other people during that time and they did lie the whole time, I'd be
so
pretty pissed.
So here's where it kind of gets kind of like, and I'm kind of leaning towards maybe the guy a little bit. So things took a turn when some of his wife's college friends came to visit after Christmas. During a conversation with one of her roommates, he heard his wife mention that they met in high school rather than dated. Okay. And then one of the friends was then heard to remark that it's crazy that we met in high school and a few years in college and then ended up together. Or after a few wild years in college, we ended up together. So during dinner, he basically tells a story of how they dated and everything and got together. So as everyone was leaving, somebody pulled him aside and was like, hey, you probably should have a conversation with your wife.
So from the chat, okay, so, and maybe she never lied, maybe he just misunderstood, we don't know if she cheated.
They're probably on a break.
So listen, if everything came clear and it was like, hey, she definitely slept around while they were together, like it was very clear and they were on the same page, then yeah, it needed to go.
All right, so they had an honest conversation the next day. Pressing his wife for information, he learned that she slept with at least 10 different men, including three guys she introduced to him as just friends. She said she didn't consider it a big deal at the time because we were long distance and she didn't think a high school romance would last.
So they were still dating technically?
In yeah. quotes.
How long is long distance?
I mean, come on.
He also discovered that they're still in contact with one of the men that she slept with during this time. That proved to be the final straw with the man deciding to file for divorce soon after.
This is between how many years? Like, what's the year? Like, how many years is this? Is this like all 4 years of college?
Yeah, so the 4 years of college while she was away from college.
Dude, there's no way that like a 4 year. I mean, at that point.
And they've been married for 20 years.
Then break it off. Then break it off.
Hey, look, it's like what Gladys said. Let's see. He needs to get over it. You learn who you are at that formulative age. I mean, they got married at the end. At the end, they got married.
Yeah, but obviously she didn't think that was going to happen. Or else,
I mean, would you though? If you're living like
no, but break it off then.
True, but maybe she just didn't want to leave it.
It's the dishonesty and the betrayal.
Yeah,
okay, I guess it makes sense.
So it says like he remains unmoved. So his like family's been trying, like wife's family's been reaching out, urging him to reconsider, saying it's wrong to throw away their marriage over a few mistakes. He remains unmoved. Unmoved though, cheating on me with multiple men for years is unacceptable no matter when it happened, and the fact that she continued to maintain relationships with these guys right in front of me was an unacceptable amount of disrespect. He said, we have two children, but they are 17 and 19, and I believe they will understand why I need to end the marriage.
Yeah, on the group chat, the introduction is what kind of bothers me. I think that would bother me too.
There's a lot of it. I think it's just the lying.
Yeah.
The distrust, the lying, the saying that they were friends. There's just a lot of lies going around.
No, we're just
very
friends.
Messy. It just sounds messy.
Yeah, right.
It does
just sounds
messy
all around.
Just not be with that person.
Look.
That was their both. Honestly, it was both of their faults going into college and trying to stay together. That was a fucking idiot mistake right off the bat.
I dated someone. I was here and she was off to college and she ended it because that very reason, right? Like, I'm going to college. I don't want to do a long distance relationship.
Right.
And so it's like, cool. Amicable,
long,
right?
I was long distance with Crystal too, but we didn't break up.
Yeah,
she was just over there. I'd visit her on weekends.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to talk to Crystal, man.
Oh, shit.
I don't know, man. It does. Like on one side, it does seem like it's kind of like. I mean, it's been 20 years, right? And it seems like maybe the guy wants an out.
Yeah.
But.
At the same time.
Like give him a hall pass.
If you lied about that.
See how that works.
15 hall passes? No.
A 10?
20. Make it 20.
No. I mean, if you lied about that for so long and continue to lie about it because you never thought that it would come up or whatever. I mean, what else are they lying about?
Well, yeah, that's
you don't want a whole relationship based off of that anyway.
That would be the terrible part is like the continuation of the lie.
But was it technically like, oh, you never asked if I did or not?
That's true.
But at the same time, I was with Crystal and I never bothered to ask because I just assumed.
Ugh.
She keeps introducing me to all these guys she used to know from college. It's weird.
Welcome.
They got nicknames for her and everything. It's just getting real fucking weird now.
This is Mr. Chandler Bing.
Welcome to the relationship line with the Funky Panther. Hit us up with your relationship issues. We'll tell you where you were wrong.
Tell us your most fucked up relationship.
One of these days, like I want to, we need to start adding the phone number to our TikToks. That way, people just randomly call.
Just look at text me it.
Yeah, text us. And
you're gonna get a lot of dick pics, dude.
Dude, that's fine.
A lot.
Christy, I changed my answer. Hervey was like, "You have something to tell me."
Confessions.
I forgot they had a long distance relationship.
All right, so a lot of us is coming in from the chat. Like, okay, so Gladys says, no offense, but I have an ex from high school that was not down with me even having, you know, platonic college friends. I'm still friends with a bunch of guys from college. Some who have I dated should not matter now. I mean, yeah, I agree. Yeah. Like at this point, like
that's okay. Yeah. But I mean, were you upfront about it at the beginning?
I also think like if you have issues like with platonic friends. And like it's legit platonic, right? Then you got some trust issues. What are you doing?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Tim, you asked me to put something on
I did.
Instagram. You said, what's the worst advice you've ever received?
Yeah, I want to know, like, have you ever received any shitty advice from somebody?
Come to the Funky Panther tonight. It'll
so
be fun.
I'm going to bring up these responses. There was only a handful we did this afternoon.
Yeah.
And then we'll go through each of our worst advice ever given. All right, so y'all be thinking about that as I go through these. So number one is just anything unsolicited. So any advice that I didn't ask for was the worst advice. I like that. That's pretty good. The next one, trust that they are doing their job. So like, trust me, I'm doing it.
Right? That's terrible advice.
Yeah. No. Work hard and go to college. Signed every millennial with student loan debt. That's not wrong. I read somewhere that they're about to stop, like a lot of businesses are going to stop asking for a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
Here, yeah, like in 2024.
What am I doing to myself then?
Putting yourself into debt like everyone our age for no fucking reason.
That is the biggest thing. Also, I'm stupid and I'm not very smart. Stopping me from going back to school is that I don't want to get back.
Dude, the debt is the hard part. The school is actually fairly uncomplicated and easy
these days, I imagine, with everything at your disposal.
Yeah,
right. Jesus. It's enjoyable. I'm very fortunate that I didn't have to pay for my college at all. If I was having to, I don't think I would go back. I still don't think I would have gone back.
Yeah,
because I would have been in what, $20,000 in debt just from a couple of years
at best.
Yeah.
At
That's
best.
Minimum.
Like, I figured out how much I'm going to be in debt. I don't even want to talk about it.
Shh.
4 years, probably close to 100 grand.
I thought you just said you want to talk about it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was talking to Tammy. I wanted to go back to college and, like, you know, finish up everything and, you know, get, like, my business degree. Because, you know, I've had a couple of ideas here in the past couple of weeks that, you know, I want to try to, like, get off the ground. But
Cat Cafe.
No.
Dude.
I mean, I don't think you need a business degree to get the ideas off the ground.
Not at all.
But I think what I've learned from college so far is it just kind of helps you learn how to work with people. That's what I've gathered. Because group projects, things like that.
Collaborate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I enjoyed the time I had at college. You know, I lived on campus at UTA and had all those years at TCC, which, like, I'm still friends with my roommate from UTA. And he has a really cool YouTube page. He's a band director at a really rich school, and he, like, has a YouTube page on the side that's doing really well, who I want to have on.
Oh, yeah, we should arrange that.
And,
yeah,
for sure. Is he local?
He lives in Dallas.
Okay.
Okay, but, so somewhat local.
That'd be cool.
But I met some of the best people in those years, and I'm still friends with them. And so those connections I made like are even great now. Some of them have like I've done work on their cars, and it's done a great deal for me. So I'm 38 now, and I can't make those kinds of relationships now because it's kind of weird. I'm not going to go back to school and like meet people that don't have connections.
He probably is.
Yeah, I mean a little bit, yeah.
But I mean that's a good thing to do. That's kind of like I think I want to do it again just to like finish up my degree. I know my mom would love that. And I just want to do it for myself. Like I want to be able to, because
and that's when you're going to be more successful. By the way, when you want to do it for you is when you're going to actually enjoy.
Oh,
it
yeah.
and learn
100%. Like if I tried to go to college whenever I was right out of high school, no,
You hated it. I hated it.
What? I would
college,
love
right
to
high school
the experience. Yeah. I would love
the experience
like partying, right?
But the classes
and doing
you
all
didn't
that
learn
yeah.
anything.
I learned a good amount. Like for my statistics class, I learned a good.
I mean,
amount.
Like what?
You know, like a A plus B equals whatever.
That's not statistics.
I still got those recordings from class in my phone.
So you listen to them regularly is what
yes.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like, yes, uh-huh.
Listen,
tell me more, teacher.
No, you were not as involved because you had to be. You felt like this is what we do. We go from high school to college, and so it just seemed like a thing you had to do.
You know, sleeping with the girls were bad either, so it was a lot of fun. Hey,
all right.
Yes,
another response we had.
Also, I did stay. I want to know if Javier was at Arlington Hall when I was in Arlington Hall, but it was like a long time ago, Obama years.
Mm. All right, back to what is the worst advice you've ever received? This is the last one. It's a two-parter. This is controversial.
Okay,
supposedly.
I love it.
It'll happen when you least expect it.
Nah.
Makes me feel like they think that I'm desperate or I'm hopeless. Sometimes people want to vent. No advice.
Yeah, it'll happen when you least expect it. I think that's... No. I think if you want something, you got to go out there and try to get it.
I think it's a mix. I think
now,
like everything else in the world, it needs to be balanced, right? Like you got to be prepared to kind of take action when needed, but you can't constantly be hoping and working yourself up about it either.
I think in the dating world... It will happen when you least expect it. It's kind of off now.
Yeah, because what if you just stay at home all day?
Right.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
If you don't take action or do something or meet people, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Right, Zeus?
Nope. I stayed at home all day with my mom, and we sewed, and we baked cookies, and then Crystal just knocked on my door one day.
You're a lying sack of shit.
I know. We all went to a club. It was fun.
Yeah, it was friends of friends of friends, a cousin.
Yeah, of course.
Or niece. Yeah.
I think the worst advice I ever got was, for me, in my industry or whatever, was to, you need to not go straight into paramedic school. You should work a while to get some experience and then go in. Mm-hmm. And I think that's stupid. I think that's like you're just slowing down your progression with your job opportunities, your pay, everything. I think, honestly, go through your school and then jump right into the next thing that you need to do. That's honest. That's what I'm going to do with my after I'm done with my bachelor's is I'm going to jump right into a master's program. So I just want to get that, you know.
So $100,000 is not enough debt for you,
dude. No. I'm thinking close to like $160,000 probably is what it's going to be.
I looked into masters after this, and I looked in the price tag, and I was like, no, definitely not.
It's absolutely insane.
Nope,
yeah.
Not worth it.
Are you trying to be doctor?
No.
Dr. Tim.
I want to get. It's basically healthcare, like health preparedness for like disasters, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Okay.
That's what I'm working towards. But
you're hoping for disasters?
No, just to prepare for and mitigate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mitigate risks and stuff like that.
So hoping for the disasters, then
hoping not that they'll happen. Okay. Yeah.
But being prepared.
But
for
being
them.
Prepared for them.
He wants.
But he needs a job, so I hope they happen.
Let's just hope that tsunami happens and California falls off into the ocean or something.
All right, Javier, worst advice.
I can't think of any.
He's only had nothing but best advice.
Nothing but the best for my friends. Chad was like, you need to work for your dad. Why aren't you working for your dad? That was Chad's advice.
Mine was, you'll sleep when you die. And I was like, no.
I don't want that to happen.
Chad's advice was, you should work with your dad.
Listen.
That was his advice.
But leave if you need to.
Is that your advice now? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, everyone needs to pivot. You know,
pivot!
My your advice 12, 15 years ago is not going to be the same as anyone else's.
I will say this. I'm glad I did that because, I mean, look, the years I spent at Best Buy and T-Mobile were great. I met a lot of people, same as fucking college. But I met friends that I know now really, really well. And working over there, it taught me a lot about, I learned more about cars. And learned how to do the actual. I've been doing what I do now since like maybe I was 10 years old, like practicing on a fucking hood, and I don't regret it. And I'm actually like it now because I'm actually working on cars, like overflow, but I'm still working on it. And there are jobs where I'm just getting cash.
Allegedly,
I'm not getting cash. I'm just, you know. Like, I mean,
you're doing this out of the kindness of your own heart.
Yep.
It's a charity.
And, so I gave you the best advice you've ever had. Okay, we're past that.
No,
what
we're
about
not.
The
no, hold
worst
on.
Advice? What about the worst advice?
Dude, I can't think of anything that I've had bad advice. I think advice is subjective. Like, if it's good or bad, you learn a lesson from it either way.
Right.
It can be bad. It can be bad advice. But, I mean, cliche shit that you hear is terrible. It's always like what somebody said on the questions thing. You hate hearing that. You hear that stuff, it makes you feel at peace a little, but you just hate it because it's just cliche.
Right.
And, you know, they're like, jump on that horse.
Trust in him.
Yes. Or like, God is love. No, it's not. God is hate.
We're not going to make this religious.
So the worst advice for you is the unauthentic advice.
Yeah.
It's the,
just the textbook.
This is just something I say because I have to.
Like, you know,
you feel better.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, exactly. That's
okay.
What, you know.
I like that. So it is very similar to that.
Manufactured advice that you hear or read from, like, the chicken noodle.
Soup for the soul.
Soup for the soul. Remember that shit?
Like, it's tomato bisque for the soul.
Did they ever make a pozole for the soul or what?
I don't think
they should.
I think Mexicans are like,
they should
therapy.
Do, they should do.
Pizza therapy.
It'll just be a bunch of like.
He doesn't need therapy. He's just really sleepy.
And that's all it's gonna be. Is just that
he needs English in Barreras.
Oh my god! I forgot about that. Oh, I used to love watching
hey,
that.
Hey, you know those? This porn? Is kind of off subject, right? But those.
Then why are we doing it?
Oh, hang on. Those Mexican blankets that have like the lion
tigers,
and the
yeah,
tiger
yeah.
stuff.
San Marcos cobijas.
You know they're not manufactured anymore, right?
What?
Oh, I have one.
So the original ones were made. They stopped the plant that made them. The place that made them was 2000. I think stopped in 2004.
Really?
So if you have an original from that time period, it's worth a lot of money.
Holy shit!
All the other stuff is fake from China.
Holy shit! I got to go to my mom's house because I think I need to check and see if she's selling some of the old ones.
That's all you need is one of those blankets, and you'll feel better.
Those San Marcos cobijas are fucking.
It'll make you feel. It'll make you feel better. It ails anything that's wrong with you.
So and it protects you from the chungla too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It sure does. Those things are thick.
So y'all never got beat, right? Y'all never got beat as children?
Oh, I got beat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whenever I used to get beat.
My mom says that she didn't, but I swear.
I used to wear like.
Belt, paddle. I remember we would go to putt-putt, and I got one of those bouncy ball paddle things, ripped that motherfucker off and started beating.
Oh, no,
that
no.
That was my paddle now.
My mom, she liked it whenever. She would go ahead and let me buy it, like. At store, like, I want one of those. She would buy it because she knew as soon as that thing fell off.
That's sadistic.
It's mine now.
Like, I used to wear, like, double pants, you know, and wear, like, two underwears and two pants, because I was like, I'm going to get spanked tonight. I know it's going to happen, but, like, I feel like my dad, he's
you're
like, I'm going to hit your legs. He's like, no, I'm going to hit your legs.
You're like, that's why kids these days are so soft.
This kid, here's a kid, you're pre-planning, like, I'm going to do some fucked up shit today.
Yeah.
Okay, from the chat, I don't believe you. Okay, so that specific, I remember, it was a red ball, it was a like a plastic plexiglass thing, and my ass busted.
Mine was
thing.
Always the wood ones.
I mean, you got a big ball. Old, yeah. You got a thick
she
ass.
She hit me hard enough with it, it just shattered. Like, it just shattered. It
shattered
so,
like fucking Patrick Mahomes'
I can't make that
helmet.
Shit up. That's real. That happened. Kinda. And my dad had two paddles. He had the one that he would use regularly, and the one that he would threaten to use if you were real bad, and it had just holes all through it. And it was meant to be like one that's
get
just
that
like,
wind resistance,
yeah.
You know, get that.
Get like,
that.
Hit the shit out of you. And he'd pull that out. I'm like, all right, cool. We're good. Never used it on me.
Belt, man. Ugh. I remember one time having a belt come after me, and I was going getting away. So it's better if the belt hits you on the wider surface because it's a little bit more surface area.
Right.
But if they turn that thing sideways and you get that thin spots, oh, my gosh.
Indiana Jones, yeah.
Damn.
Do we?
All right.
Kids these days don't have to deal with that.
Jesus.
Enough
advice.
About childhood. beat your kids. No.
Worst advice?
The worst advice that I've ever gotten is, let this job work for you instead of you working for this job.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of working That's hard terrible. At your job.
Yeah.
They're like, just work hard enough.
That it's
working for you.
So is this like your old philosophy back in the day? Days?
Is that the railroad?
That was the railroad. Yeah. But I was made at the railroad,
yeah,
baby.
That's
what it was.
It's cake.
But that was the worst advice that I ever got.
That's one of the jobs that I'm so thankful that I did not take, because I got hired. I was to go to conductor school.
It's gonna ruin you, man.
Our friend, or you know, old high school person Ross went, and we got hired at the same time, and then they furloughed everybody.
Oh yeah,
after we got hired, he got furloughed, and he had to go find a job doing something else.
For the meantime,
I don't think he got called back. I think he just quit. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, whatever happened to Pig Wilson?
Sell your soul for the devil.
What?
Pig Wilson.
Pig Wilson.
Jesus used to work with a man named Pig Wilson.
I don't know what happened to him. I never knew that guy. He was on the
I just knew the name, Pig Wilson.
That's fucking weird.
It was weird. I barely remember what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about.
At the railroad.
I got some shitty dating advice one time.
Oh, yeah?
There was a girl I wanted to pursue, and it was right when we were like, I wasn't in college, she was in college. And home for break, and one of her best friend was like, knew that I liked her, right? And she's like, just wait till she comes back for the summer.
Wait till she comes.
She comes back from the summer with a dude, and then they get engaged, and they got married.
Mm.
And I was like, I mean, it worked out in the end, right? I'm happy that I did not pursue
Obviously.
It.
Obviously.
But I don't know.
At the time, though, like, that's like the shittiest advice. Like,
right.
just wait, you know?
Don't
I'm
go
like,
after
man, it. No, I should have. Yeah.
Don't pursue it yet. Just wait until the time's just right. Fuck no. Pursue anything you want. Get it.
Do it. Do it now.
But everything's about
balance. Get down.
Pursue not too much.
You know what?
And enough.
That should be.
I'm going to be an astronaut, Chad. You're not going to stop me.
I believe in you. You're
not... I want to say they made a movie about a Mexican.
Pig Wilson's entered the chat.
Oh, my God.
So
you kids are your retirement. You kids are your retirement plan. One of my DS.
Ah, no, that's terrible, man.
Your kids are your retirement plan.
No.
That's terrible.
Here's something I never do. I don't rely on money that I might have from kids in the future. I don't rely on any family money either. Like,
no.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I've had family members that, you know, unfortunately had, like, medical issues, and they lost everything because of that. Like, you can't rely on anything financially except for yourself.
True. 100%.
That's bad advice.
Like, with everything Tammy's gone through with the salon, like, I told her, I'll help you any way I can, but this is yours. This is your baby. I want nothing to do with it. Like, this is, you're going to succeed on your own, but I'll be there to help you if you need it.
And reap the rewards.
And I was like, and then
free haircuts for life.
And then when you
it's
succeed,
not
it's not working. Look at this bun. I was like, and if you succeed, I'm going to be a house husband.
And reap the rewards.
Cat dad. Yeah, that's me.
So for me, the worst advice is literally anything that is like those old school philosophies, like you need to buy a house, you need to own a car, you need to get married and have kids early on, you need to go to college and, you know, be in debt, right? Like all those things that the ideologies that we learned when we were like 18, 17 years old, all those things that none of us really do. That was all the worst.
I own a house.
Yeah. You own a house.
I'm in debt. I'm going to college.
Yeah, but your house is pretty fucking cool.
I'm doing
that's a really
because dumb, he's in debt.
Because I'm in fucking debt, man.
This is America. I can get into debt and be all right.
But yeah, I can just bankrupt. Yeah, declare bankruptcy.
I declare bankruptcy.
It doesn't work on student loans, by the way. We looked into it.
What? No way.
Dude, it doesn't work on student loans.
She just started paying back her student loans. That kicked back in 2 months ago.
Yeah, for like the federal student loans, it doesn't work. But on the private student loans, which is the majority of mine.
Just get credit cards, guys. Pay for your school and then declare bankruptcy.
Hey, real quick. Also, just going to say a little shout out. Go to Dreamhouse Salon. Gladys said she needs a salon.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Dreamhouse Salon for all your hair needs.
Dreamhouse. It's off Magnolia.
Yeah,
Magnolia.
And if you know anybody who wants a place to work, they've got two spots open. So.
Yeah, they do. They got two chairs open.
Two chairs.
Could I work there?
Yeah, you could. I mean, I think you got to be licensed.
Okay. Never mind. Not just anybody.
No.
licensed hairstylists.
They have an alley in the back that you might be able to work out of.
Yeah.
Jobs. Yeah. All kinds of jobs.
Jobs.
I mean, all right. So that's all I had. Anybody else got anything else you want to bring up?
You want to do three questions for the jar?
Yeah, sure. I feel like we should really be talking about anything about our 4 years. We haven't really talked about it.
Well, I want to see who was your favorite guest in these 4 years?
Nope, not doing that one.
Nope.
That's a bad one to do.
Are you sure?
That's a way to get slapped in the face. No fucking way. I'm not doing that question.
No. I don't know.
My favorite guest in the last 4 years had to be Jerby or Dane.
Wow. So just barbecue people.
Yeah. Jerby got us the views, and Dane talked about that sweet, sweet deck.
Yeah, he was really.
Yeah.
Hey, is that deck really nice?
He's got a nice deck that rounds out the side.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just goes right on into the backyard.
I love it when it rounds out the side and goes right into the backyard.
It goes right into that backyard.
When you round it out through the sides, it makes it a little girthier.
And that smokehouse, it is fat. He's got a fat smokehouse back there.
I don't have any favorite guests. I mean, everybody's brought their own little piece of
least favorite.
Who's your least? No.
I will say that last year we did not do as well as we generally have done on guests.
True.
That is something I would like to change this year. We already have four or five people that we want to have on soon, and that list is going to continue to grow. So we want to have people on, not all the time. At one point, we were having like a guest every single episode. I think every other episode, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Two a month max. I think that's probably a sweet spot.
That's fine, because, you know, whenever we won Best of Editors, were Editor's Choice? Critic's Choice?
I don't know.
Whenever we won it, it's because
I lose
we
count these days.
All those championships we have, you know. But it's like
Dallas Cowboys this thing then?
Let's not.
Okay, let's not do that.
No, but we had done such a great job interviewing local businesses and artists that we didn't really know most of these people.
Right.
And that kind of like brought us to where we kind of are. And again, like the 4 years, we've come a long way. And I will say last year, you know, it wasn't bad, but we could have done better when it came to guests. But I think this year is going to be different. I think this year...
There's things we did last year that I want to do again. Like we did some shows outside of this room, even though the room's amazing and the studio's great. But like we did some shows outside, and we need more of those too. Like,
We had a great show over there at the Down and Out.
Southside Sellers.
Southside Sellers was amazing.
Eric already hit us up. He's like, when y'all come back to, you know, Down and Out.
Yeah. In the summer when I came to visit and I saw you guys.
Yeah.
It was great.
So we need to do more of those this year. I also want to do, again, we'll hook up with Panther Island Brewing and see if we can do another dog adoption thing like we did last year.
Oh, my God, yes, please.
Yeah. That was so much fun. It was great. So if we could do something like that again, I would love that. I would like to do two of those a year, like fundraisers or dog adoptions. Because
while I'm here, I'll talk to Johnny.
It was just...
Yeah, dude, I would love... I want to get more into that community aspect where we're donating to like those types of organizations. Because, I mean, I'm a big fan of pets. I'm a big fan of like helping children in need. And do I got something in my hair?
No, he wanted to pet you. You're a big fan of pets.
You like pets.
Oh, thank you. Pet me down here, bitch.
Oh, my.
All right, so I've got three questions.
Okay, all right. Bring them on, Daddy.
Hi.
All right, so the first one is, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you during a job interview?
A what?
Oh, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you during a job interview?
Funniest thing that's ever happened.
I've never had anything funny for myself, but I have stammered and just stumbled over every word that I was trying to say and trying to explain to myself or explain to the interviewees that what I was trying to get out.
Okay.
Just like I'm doing right now.
I had an interview today for Trinity Metro.
Did something funny happen?
I thought so. I was like, my name is Crystal. I won't say her last name. She's like, my name is Crystal. I was like, oh, that's my wife's name. She's like, oh, that's good. And back to the, he was like, oh.
Don't try to sweep me up with the same name as your wife, you fool.
She brought it up later in the interview. I guess it's good luck that you're, and it is good luck because I got the job.
Hey!
So if you need a public transportation of the Access van, I'll be your driver probably.
I'll be your
driver. I've had a lot of beers today. So.
As he will on the... Nope, just joking. He's not. He's not going to be...
While I'm driving. Get in.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
So if you need a public transportation, just sign up for the Metro.
I don't think anything ever has happened to me that was funny in an interview. I did bomb an interview. Like my first ever bomb interview a couple of months ago. I just knew. I walked out of there like, God, that was just fucking awful. It was just awful.
You didn't sell yourself.
Well, I tried to sell myself. I didn't understand the job that I was interviewing for. And so they were asking me a lot of very technical questions about virtual private network, VPN, and I did not have the answers. And I'm like, okay, did not realize that this was the gig. Like, is there anything else that you've got that are more aligned with my interests? Like, why are you interviewing? Because my thing is like, you got all my information. Yes,
this
is
all about like cybersecurity and shit.
Right.
Huh?
Wow. And you know, you apply for these jobs that have cyber very basic sex. Information. And so you think, oh, I can do those things. But when it comes down to it and they get you in the room, they're like, well, this is what it's really about. That was kind of that situation. I didn't understand what I was doing until I got there.
And so you're like, I'll see myself out. Thank well, you for your time.
I did try to do like this turn and I was like, well, these are my strengths and these are things that I am good at. Is this the one job? He's like, is it a very technical position? And he was like, well, we do have a second one that's more communications related. And I'm like, well, that's right up my alley. And then I tried to like pivot. But I did not feel good about that interview. So that one sucked. The only thing, anytime that I do an interview from home, I will wear a button up
and no pants,
a jacket and basketball shorts on purpose because I feel like at this point it's good luck for me because every time I've done that, I've gotten the job, which is also the most recent one.
Yeah, good. Yeah. It's working.
So, basketball shorts. Every at-home interview I've ever had, I was wearing basketball shorts. Is that funny? That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
All right.
It would be better if you just like had like nothing, nothing. Just like you're Porky Pig in it.
Dude, my fear is they're gonna be like, "Hey, would you mind standing up real quick?" I'm like, "Why? Why do you need that for me?"
Well, we've had an influx of people not wearing pants.
We've had a lot of people interviewing, and we got to make sure you're wearing pants.
Joke's on you. I'm not wearing underwear.
Hey, it's the Bass Pro Shop guy.
Oh no, not again.
Maybe Chad was wearing like just a condom.
To make it look longer.
Why? Why would that? Jesus.
It's not even like unfurled.
One of your icy
like
hot
the,
condom things?
Yeah.
It's just hanging. It's just hanging off of you.
All right, Amir, what's your funny interview moment?
You know, when I worked at Best Buy, like, you know, they ask you, like, if you caught your friend stealing from the store, what would you do? Would you report them? But you, they're your friend, right? They're your friend, so, you know.
Hell yeah, I'd report them.
And I'd be like, yes, sir. I'd report them. Any person that steals, not a friend of mine. I said that.
How did you say it like that, though?
I said none of my friends steal, but if I found out somebody was stealing, I'd report them. And you know, just those fucking things that they try to wean you out. When they're like, oh well, they're like, come on, man, it's your friend, though. You know. Like,
yeah.
And I'm just like thinking.
But if my friend's stealing, he's a
piece
of shit.
You're not gonna trick me, you piece of shit.
I was like, I don't got any friends for criminals, and I'm just like. But I got the job, but so much. Huh?
Did your dad ask you this question?
No. No, at Best Buy. But I just thought it was a funny, I'm just thinking, that's a.
You had an interview for your current job.
Yeah, just, Daddy, this is how I do work, Daddy.
I have been asked twice in two separate interviews to sell someone a pen. And I feel like that
is
the worst.
It's like, you know, you need to stop watching
that
Wolf of Wall Street.
That is the worst question I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And it's awful. And the second time, I just told them, I'm not doing that. However, and I just like flipped it again because I just think it's the most ridiculous question
of
all
time. It's like, how about you sell me this dick, you piece of shit?
No. They're selling yours? I don't understand what's happening.
Sell me my own dick. It's missing and you need to sell it back to me.
Oh my God!
Sell me my penis, sir. I'm trying to enjoy a that second is, that, of Chinese.
Okay, video. So from the chat, they told me that when I applied to Office Depot, the first one was Office Depot. When there was the one in Lake Worth, and I was trying to find a job in like 18, 19 years old, something like that, they asked me to do that at Office Depot. I'm like,
before Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Oh.
Before
that's where Wolf of Wall,
the newer one.
Wolf of Wall Street got it from
Office Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It all makes sense now.
Then my most recent job asked me to do it, and that's when I said, well, I'm not going to. However, and I kind of flipped it. I don't remember what I said.
Were they like, how do you feel about martinis during lunch and masturbating on your lunch break?
And I'm like, I'm 100% okay with that.
Did that happen in the movie?
I think Matthew McConaughey's like, yep, I rub one out. And then I have a couple of these martinis. And I'm straight. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Did you start doing that in the interview?
And you're like, sell me this pen. Okay.
You got the job.
You're this kind of material.
You're hired.
Party pants.
If you could be a contestant on any game show, which one would you pick and why?
Ooh. I thought I think we've heard that one before.
Yeah, I think I said The Price is Right.
And I said Alone, the one where they're kind of like in Alaska and they're just left to...
But, I mean, that's not a game show.
Isn't it?
Like, I think family, of like... Family Feud family, for me.
Okay, so great. A game Which, show game show.
But with like...
with you guys.
Family Feud.
Oh, that'd be fun. Give me something you can put in a hot dog, this dick.
The Floor is Lava.
Porky stuff.
With you guys.
Oh, The Floor is Lava?
The Floor is Lava with you guys. That would be so much fun.
I don't have any upper body strength.
So there's a place in Grand Prairie or Dallas that have like a lava game where you have to jump back and
forth. On the squares?
On the squares.
I've seen that.
What are we doing for you?
There's also a Family Feud style game somewhere here too that you can
do. That one's also in Dallas.
Is it Dallas?
I think that one's in Dallas too, yeah. They put you on this entire game show and it's like just something you do with a bunch of friends.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
That'd be fun as hell.
That would be fun.
I'd be down.
On the group chat, did anyone ever do group interviews with Hollister in high school?
No.
I think Anthony worked at Hollister for a bit.
Wasn't about to work at a place like that.
Or was American Eagle. He worked at American Eagle.
Smelled so good. Not pretty enough.
Yeah, right?
It was not pretty enough. Could not work
Anthony
there.
Not pretty enough?
I was not pretty enough.
Oh, Tim.
We know you've got there. A weird thing for Anthony in his looks.
Anthony's beautiful. He's a beautiful boy.
Handsome man.
They got one pair of pants from there one time. It was like the biggest size.
It was $80. $125.
It was expensive for fucking torn jeans. It was stupid.
American Eagle has like nice cheap jeans.
They used to not though.
So does Costco if you want.
I need to get them jeans don't make your ass.
Floor's Lava, Price is Right, Family Feud.
Mine would be that ball game.
Oh, the Plinko one? The one we talked about last time.
No. That was somebody brought it up. Well, said it. It's the one where it goes down and
right, but it's kind of like
yeah, it's
Plinko.
Kind of like Plinko. Yeah.
It's not.
I think Christy's the one that told us what that was last time. But
it's not a game show. But American. No, I'm talking about.
No, that is a game show.
But this
you're wrong.
Not.
That is a game show.
American Gladiator.
That's a
Wipeout
game show
kind of
ish.
But I always wanted to do American Gladiator and do the whole. I wanted to be the guy shooting the tennis balls.
You're not. You're not that dude guy. No. If you weren't good enough for Hollister, you're not.
No, I'm not good enough for that.
I want to run down the group chat. Is it Cake? Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nostalgia Wipeout. I think that'd be fun.
If I'm gonna go old school though. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes, okay, Legends of the Hidden Temple, yes. Holy fuck. Okay, give me that.
Come on.
I want either Global Guts or Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I was poor. I didn't have cable.
I didn't either. My grandma had it.
I didn't. I never watched.
The Orange Iguanas?
The Wall was the game.
The Silver Snakes?
Dude, in Mexico, like there was a game based on video games, like a game show based on video games, and you had to like play against the video game characters like Mario or like Zelda. Or Link, I mean.
Yeah.
And then you have to play the video game.
He called Link Zelda.
Fuck!
I never really played that game. I still forget who's who. Yeah.
Yeah. But
stupids.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so last one. If you could only eat one type of cuisine for the rest of your life, what would it be?
What's a cuisine?
Cuisine.
Like a kid cuisine?
Like Hungry Man?
A style
kid
or
cuisine. That's the only one.
Italian, Mexican, American, or pizza, right?
Like Yeah.
I was poor. I didn't have cuisines.
I had a weenie con tortilla. And
as an adult now.
Syrup sandwiches.
Not as a kid.
Always.
I had canned tamales, so fuck you guys.
That's a fucking Play-Doh.
Canned tamales.
Yeah, you missed that episode. I had canned tamales when I was a kid.
You would have hated that episode.
We pulled them out. We did these tamale eating contests and
taste tests.
Surprisingly, Taco Bueno's got the best.
Taco Bueno's got these smoky brisket tamales.
I don't either.
You'll like those though.
I don't either.
Those tamales were the best tamales
that we had.
Because we had the bang bang,
including the ones I brought that were out of a can. We ate them cold, straight from the can.
Ooh, frijoles sandwiches are really good.
All right, but cuisine though. What cuisine?
With a little bit of Miracle Whip.
Yeah. I mean, it's like just Mexican food?
Sure.
Can I just say Mexican food?
You just go Mexican food?
Just Mexican food.
All right.
That's my life. I'm going to say Lebanese because it's not just because I've been living in Egypt. You know what? Indian food. It's going to be Indian food.
Dude, we got to go. When are we going to go to Maharaja?
Yeah, I'm here for 6 months. I keep eating, Chad. Like I'm going to leave soon and I'm not going to.
we need to schedule time to go to Maharaja.
But we'll go to Maharaja.
King Tut's good too.
King Tut, I know. I want to check that out again. I have not been to King Tut since before I went. Like I went once before I went to Egypt. I would like to go back and see how good it is. I've heard it's amazing. I liked it. Huh?
We went last year, me and Tammy, for a date night.
Take me on a date, Mr. Big Job.
Yeah, Mr. Big Penis.
I got your boom.
All right.
With your pink
little penis. I put out on the first date, just so you know.
He puts out without dating.
This is also like the 10th date we've had. So.
Son of a bitch.
And the 12th put out. Is there anyone else that had an answer?
Yeah, I have an answer. I'm going to go straight up just burgers. So whatever
just
that is.
Burger.
Burgers. Just American cuisine.
Yeah, I could eat a burger for the rest of my life.
I mean, yeah, it's delicious.
I'm going to say.
Morning. Because, I mean, think about all the different burgers. Think about them.
Beef, I mean, veggie cheese, burger,
they
turkey
got the
burger.
Turkey burger, veggie burger. They've got the
Black
Beyond
Bean burger.
Yeah, they got the Beyond Meat burger. They've got the.
Rodeo Goat's got that.
They got the Burger of the Month.
Yeah.
They got the peanut butter burger over at, what's it called?
I mean, burgers are amazing. Fat Cat. But I feel like they're just so heavy. Like, you're going to constantly be.
Constipated.
It doesn't mean I have to eat the bread. I can eat just the meat if I wanted to.
Get a protein style burger from In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Or from Shake Shack.
Okay, so
just a lettuce.
So it would just be like based off of our cube thing. It would just be a hamburger salad.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
But yeah, burgers.
I think I would have soul food.
Soul.
Yeah.
That's all. You like about soul food.
Smothered pork chops and like meatloaf.
Drew's Place has good smothered pork chops.
Yeah, they do have really good.
It's been a while since I've been there.
There's a place we want to check out over there on the south side by Everman.
Madea's.
Not Medea's. Stormy Monday.
Stormy's is good too. Yeah.
I want to try. We want to try. Me and Tammy have been talking about going over there.
It's a song. It's a good song.
Amadeus.
No, Stormy Monday.
Oh.
Amadeus.
I'm going to run down the group chat. Hervey says, Mexican American cuisine. You're Mexican, buddy. You have it all the time. Vanya says, Big Cat. My sister says, Krabby Patty. Christy says, deviled egg burgers are good. Aaron says, isn't a hamburger from Germany?
Deviled egg burgers?
That is correct.
Hamburger.
Look,
hamburgers are a German food.
With the burgers, though, I'm like golden because look at all the badass burger places here.
Yeah.
You got Big Cat, Gusto's. Dane's, their burger. I mean, just...
We've got a lot of good burgers.
All the good burgers.
I've been gone for a while. Can somebody take me to one of these places, please?
Yeah.
I've been to Griff's and still fucking hits like no other. No?
Look, you can't go wrong with like a junior burger from Brahms. A junior burger
their
from Brahms.
Their jalapeno burger at Brahms.
They got a pimento cheese burger that's out again.
Jalito's Ranch from DQ.
Brahms is my favorite fast food burger.
Me too. No. Mine too. I'm going to say it's my favorite fast food burger.
Well, you're wrong.
It beats Whataburger. It beats In-N-Out.
And when their fries are good, they're really good.
But I don't like crinkle cut. I don't like crinkle cut fries.
Use your words.
Crinkle cut fries.
How now?
Brown cow.
Look, I've had like three doubles at this point.
So. On the group chat again, did y'all see a Texas writer posting on Reddit about coming through to do burger review on Fort Worth? I did see that. They were saying they were going to go to Heim, and I was going to say, don't go to fucking Heim. Do not go to Heim. Tammy says, King Tut is my shit. Vanya says, hey, makes sense, Tim. Could be a plankton. You know, from SpongeBob.
That's you. It's green.
JD's Burgers. I need to try JD's Burgers.
I still
haven't
been there either. The one that was that across the street from the old Danes.
Yeah, Raven says JD's Burgers. I got to check that out. Yeah. Hickory Stick for barbecue in Everman. Portobello Burger. Griff's is the shit. My sister says, Gusto's always a good spot. Brahms, what else that you can think of? Heim is trash. Stormy Monday is amazing, and best burger place in Fort Worth.
Charlie's is great.
Oh yeah,
Kincaid's is really good too.
We should make a list. All right, this is what
we need to do. If we're gonna do this, we gotta go through with it because we didn't do
the strip club one. And
I'm not doing burgers until we do the strip club.
I'm not gonna do burgers until
most of the strip clubs are closed.
What?
No, they're not.
The weird ones have. The ones that I wanted to go to have closed.
The weird ones you wanted to go to?
For lunch?
All the weird. No, we were going to go on a strip club tour.
As many strip clubs in a single day as we could and then rate them on our next episode.
Do you remember whenever we went to...
Absolutely.
We went to lunch at Buck's and then we went to go drive go-karts?
Yeah, after we grabbed 40s from 7-Eleven, chugged them, and then got in the little things.
It's fine. It's on a closed racetrack. It's perfectly legal.
Allegedly.
And then I went right back to work.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So I want to do like a burger tour or something along those lines, right?
Yeah.
Where we go to all the different burger places.
What are we going to do? Just like split a burger? Like, I think that's the way to go. We split one single burger.
Yeah.
We eat it, rate it, and then we go to the next place.
Right.
We just do it all day.
Yeah.
We could
geography
do that.
And whatever. That's I mean, good. Geometry.
The Burger Place Strip Club. Burger Place Strip Club.
Oh, we got to go to we
the same
go to,
day. Oh, those poor.
We got to go to each one and say, okay, what's the best burger here? And they're gonna have to. That's the one we're gonna eat.
Look, it's widely known that strip clubs have some of the best food.
Well, they got some of the best steaks.
Bucks had the best steak dinner.
They did. Yeah.
And Crystal still wants to go.
Steak and baked potato. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else we need to cover?
No, I think that's it.
The lodge for $10 lobster steak and baked potato.
All right, sold. We're going to the lodge.
Hooray!
Christy, close your ears. Hervey, I'll see you at Bucks.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on our 162nd episode.
On our four-year anniversary.
Our four-year anniversary
tomorrow.
Show.
I miss you guys.
I don't know what's going on with so our much. Outro music.
If you gonna already do so, drunk? Please make sure you follow us at all things social media at The Funky Panther. Give us a call. Text, leave us a voicemail, send us a happy, you know, anniversary message.
Or songs by Zeus if you're feeling randy.
817-677-0408. Go check out Songs by Zeus. Also, get Songs by Zeus a gig. We need this man to start performing. Believe me, he brings business. If you've ever been to a Hot Fusion when he plays,
there's a lot of people that want to come out and see him.
It's a whole thing. So you want business, you want to get this guy involved. You can also make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have over 500. We have like 518 subscribers.
518. No, 8. I just checked it.
Subscribers. So thank you all for that. So loud. Anything else anyone wants to say?
Here's to another 4 years and many more.
Cheers to many more.
Touch tips.
Touch tips. Touch tips.
Cheers.
Stay good, everybody. I'm Chad.
I'm Tim.
I'm Zeus.
And I'm Javier, and we are
the Funky Bandit!
Shout out to Fort Worth.
I love y'all.
You, baby. What a new baby!
I'll be here until July.
Attention, all gentlemen. Are you tired of struggling with condoms that are too big and uncomfortable? Well, fear not. Our company has the solution for you. We specialize in creating small size condoms that cater to your needs. Yes, you heard that right. Small size condoms. We know that every man is different and not all condoms fit the same. Our condoms come in a variety of sizes so you can find the perfect fit for you.
I remember the first time I tried using a regular sized condom. It was like trying to fit a baby carrot into a trash bag. But then I found these small sized condoms and it was like a breath of fresh air. They fit perfectly and made everything so much more comfortable.
See, we're not just about selling condoms. We're about making sure you have the safest, most comfortable experience possible. Because safe sex is important. And with our small size condoms, you don't have to sacrifice comfort for safety. So why wait? Try our small size condoms today and experience the difference for yourself. Little Dick Energy, where size doesn't matter, but fit does.